From NPR West and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. Alex Chadwick is on assignment. I'm Madeline Brand.
Short time ago, I had a warm conversation with Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, who has decided to retire from the Supreme Court of the United States.
That's President Bush announcing the retirement of the first female justice on the U.S. Supreme Court, a surprise to many who had been expecting that the ailing Chief Justice William Rehnquist would retire. Justice O'Connor, who is 75 years old, announced this morning that she will leave before the court begins its next term in October. Appointed to the court in 1981 by President Reagan, O'Connor has been a reliable swing vote on a closely divided Supreme Court. President Bush did not name a successor to Justice O'Connor when he spoke this morning, but he did have this to say.
I have directed my staff in cooperation with the Department of Justice to compile information and recommend for my review potential nominees who meet a high standard of legal ability, judgment, and integrity, and who will faithfully interpret the Constitution and laws of our country.
Joining me for more now is NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. And Don, everyone expected the announcement to be about the Chief Justice, but is this one a surprise?
This is a huge surprise today. We have all been focused on Chief Rehnquist and his health, and he's 80 years old, and we thought that he would be the one stepping down. Now, that doesn't mean that Sandra Day O'Connor was off our radar. Her husband has had serious health problems, and there has been much talk, actually going back a couple of years, about whether or not she would be stepping down as each term ended. But then they recessed this past Monday, and there was no announcement from Rehnquist, again, is what we were looking for mostly. On Monday, nothing Tuesday, nothing Wednesday, nothing Thursday. So by Friday, you're thinking, well, I guess we're not going to get one. Then all of a sudden, this hits today. So it's just huge news and unexpected.
And so what's next in the process for choosing her successor?
Well, the president says he wants to get a nominee out there pretty quickly and get them through the Senate confirmation process by the first Monday in October. He wants them to be there for the new term when the Supreme Court comes back after summer recess. So what he says is he has the Justice Department pulling together some nominees, people with the qualifications. They're looking into their background. They're looking at their rulings, and that they will present to him some qualified people, and he will make a selection. So that's how the president described it himself today, at least.
So does he already have a list?
He has a list. He has a list that may change. And over the course of the past 4 years, there's been some kind of a list, if in an informal one, and maybe some names fall off and some names come on. But they do have some people in mind. But what we don't know is if any of those people will ultimately be the name that he does put forth.
Now, everyone's expecting a bruising battle between Democrats and Republicans, given the recent battle over the appeals court nominees. But what kind of pressure will the president face from his base?
Yeah, the pressure will not just be from Democrats. That's going to be there. That's a given. But for many of the president's most ardent supporters, those who describe themselves as Christian conservatives, this is the moment. This is why they worked so hard for him in 2000. This is why they worked so hard for him to get reelected in 2004. It's why they were out there in Ohio and Florida and Missouri and in all of those swing states. And they feel that they really did put the president over the top. So they want a nominee who's going to be with them on the issues important to them: abortion, separation of church and state. We saw the Ten Commandments fight come up. And they want a real conservative, not another swing vote.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Thank you, Don.
My pleasure.